WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey homeowners struggling financially during the coronavirus pandemic can now seek help. Governor Murphy says the state will be launching an emergency rescue mortgage assistance program.
This can help protect thousands of homeowners from foreclosures and neighborhoods from being impacted.
The program has $325 million federal dollars to help with housing costs like mortgages and taxes. Homeowners can start applying for the aid on February 8th. Police cruiser audio has been released from officers' encounter with a man wielding a 3-foot-long sword at his Hillsboro home last fall. That 43-year-old man, Patrick Chin, was shot dead by police at the scene in September. Chin's family has since met with investigators to review the recording. Meanwhile, a New York City police officer has died after being critically injured in a shooting last week. Officer Wilbert Mora passed away today from wounds he suffered when a gunman opened fire on Mora and other officers during a domestic violence call in Harlem. Rookie officer Jason Rivera was also killed in the shooting. A bill recently signed by the governor, the Jersey Native Plants Program, creates a labeling system and marketing campaign similar to Jersey Fresh to help encourage and promote the sale of more native plants and raise awareness among consumers. Kathy Walzer, public outreach coordinator at Barnegat Bay Partnership, says
the milkweeds, I think, are probably the poster child for native plants because they provide very important habitat. They're the host plant for monarch butterflies, which are declining right now.
She says because native plants are so well adapted to our soils and climate, they don't need to be fertilized, which reduces sources of pollution that are going into the ground. NASA says the undersea volcano that erupted near Tonga was hundreds of times more powerful than the atomic bombs dropped on Japan in World War II. The volcanic eruption on January 15th took out large amounts of landmass. Scientists think the power of the eruption was between 4 and 18 megatons of TNT. What's the latest on possible snow totals this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Steve Trevalese is now available on demand.
Not New York, not Philadelphia, proud to be New Jersey.
Steve rules weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Now you can listen to him on your schedule, anytime and anywhere on demand.
The only thing we have left is our freedom of speech.
Download Steve Trevalese's show wherever you get podcasts or go to the free New Jersey 101.5 app and click on podcasts to subscribe.
Steve, you're an idiot. You're a Neanderthal.
And now I got my promo.
Steve Trevalese.
I'm here for you.
Weekday evenings on the air and now anytime and anywhere on demand.
04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
There may be some delays and cancellations on New Jersey Transit trains because of a switch issue near Secaucus on the Northeast Corridor. Route 33 eastbound west of Stockton Street in Hightstown, all lanes shift because of a down traffic signal. Watch for right lane work on the Garden State Parkway both ways near Colonial Rest Area and northbound south of exit 117. The off-ramp from the outer roadway is closed across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey. No complaints. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 1018 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 10:05.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. For the Garden State's most reliable weather forecasts, count on Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero. Weekdays on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, Pete. New Jersey 101.5 Insta weather. After today's milder weather, it's right back to colder weather as soon as tonight. Clear to partly cloudy, breezy at times. Low 18 to 22, wind chills in the lower teens overnight. A good deal of sunshine tomorrow with a very cold breeze, high 26 to 30, wind chills generally in the teens, and temperatures dropping well down into the teens tomorrow night, even as low as 10 in outlying areas. We'll stay cold on Thursday, Sunday to partly cloudy, high 28 to 32. Cloudy on Friday, not quite as cold, a little snow in the area, high 34 to 38. Then a significant nor'easter to bring plowable snow, strong winds, and coastal flooding Friday night and on Saturday. This is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Lodi 27, Jackson 28, South Plainfield 29. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app to get breaking news alerts sent to your smartphone.
New Jersey 101.5.